from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Chloe. September 8th. 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from Scary Mommy. My brief and entirely unprofitable feat finder career. If, like me, you have a creative disposition, ADHD, and a serious impulsive streak, you're probably familiar with the concept of a side quest. A side quest is a random activity that appears out of nowhere and briefly consumes you. Unlike hobbies, which suggest a certain level of long-term commitment, these flights of fancy are powered almost entirely by curiosity. They're spontaneous and intense, but rarely stick. A few months ago, I found myself embarking on perhaps my most unexpected side quest to date. I launched a short-lived Feat Finder account called Haya Arch Energy. Next. Second, from Scary Mommy. We're all high-effort moms, actually. Every few months, another mom in trend rips through social media. The trad wife, the almond mom, the now-outdated crunchy mom. There are actually now 527 different subcategories of crunchy mom. Isomy. If there's one thing the internet is good at, it's creating arbitrary labels to describe the daily gauntlet that is modern parenting. I've been doing my best to limit my social media to about 30 minutes a day using an app that locks down my phone, because I am a toddler, so the newest term in the Great Mommy Wars almost missed me. The high-effort mom. Once I came across it, I was perplexed. Up next, third, from Technosapiens. The Meta settlement won't fix teen mental health. Meta recently settled a major lawsuit for $17.1 billion, addressing claims about child privacy violations. While the settlement includes some positive changes for teens on Instagram and Facebook, like time limits and improved reporting mechanisms, experts caution that these measures are not a cure, all for the teen mental health crisis. The changes include limiting daily usage to 2 hours and restricting access during late night hours, but these might not significantly impact most teens. An independent auditor will oversee compliance, which is a step forward, given past issues with safety features not working. Other provisions, like disabling likes and banning certain beauty filters, may help, but their actual impact remains uncertain. Overall, while these updates are a move in the right direction, they seem to address only the surface of deeper issues affecting youth mental health. And then, fourth, from Sincerely Vivi, #73 The Founder's Spiral. The article explores the struggles of a founder navigating the pressures of social media in today's business landscape. The author reflects on their experience with DYUK, where they had established retail stores and a solid email database, making communication easier. Now, starting anew in a different industry, they face the challenge of building from scratch with no existing customer base. They share the common dilemma many entrepreneurs face, the belief that increased social media presence leads to sales. While some suggest simply sharing their story online, the author feels a deeper conflict. There's a sense of trauma associated with social media, and they've undergone a personal transformation that makes them hesitant to share as freely as before. This raises a poignant question for founders who may prefer privacy over public engagement. How do they balance personal boundaries with the need to grow their business? It's a relatable struggle, highlighting the evolving nature of entrepreneurship and the emotional toll that comes with it. Next, fifth, from New Modern Mom. My kids destroyed our last car in 3 years. In just 3 years, a family's 2020, two Highlander became a casualty of their kids' daily adventures. With snacks crushed into the seat and Trader Joe's stickers decorating the doors, the car transformed into a chaotic art project. They relied heavily on their vehicles for everything from road trips to playdates, and after realizing their old Highlander was no longer safe, they decided it was time for an upgrade. They opted for an all-electric SUV, the most expensive car they've ever purchased, but with new rules to keep it clean. Only mess-free snacks like carrots and apples are allowed, and no stickers. Surprisingly, this has led to fewer arguments between the kids, largely thanks to the new car's tray tables, which help settle their territorial disputes. To maintain the car's cleanliness, they've implemented practical solutions: a seat protector, mini vacuum trash can, and a caddy for toys. They also found that magnetic toys and a stainless steel baking tray work wonders for keeping the kids entertained without the mess. The family is thrilled with their new ride, and the author plans to share more insights about their car buying process and tips for managing family life in future updates. Up next, sixth, from Healthy Mom Club, the most underrated non-dairy milks. Non-dairy milk options have really expanded over the past decade, moving from just a few basic choices to a wide variety of delicious alternatives. Brands like Elmhurst offer clean ingredient options, such as unsweetened walnut milk and creamy coconut cashew milk. Califia has introduced a 100% organic line with just three ingredients in their soy, almond, coconut, and cashew milks, making them both affordable and accessible. Malk has launched a plant-based whole milk alternative that's ultra creamy and high in plant protein, along with seasonal flavors like pumpkin spice almond milk. If you're a banana fan, Mwala's banana milk, made from sunflower seeds, delivers a delightful banana cinnamon taste. For kids, Kiki milk provides a nutrient-dense, organic option in various flavors, including chocolate and macadamia nut. And if you enjoy a DIY approach, making your own oat or almond milk at home is surprisingly simple and allows you to control the ingredients. With so many choices now available, you can find something that suits your taste and dietary needs without compromising on quality. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.